Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends. And that topic is simply the price is right. The price is right. Many of you are familiar with the game show that's been on television, it seems like forever, called The Price is Right. You remember when the host would tell people to come on down and they get excited and run down, and all they'd have to do is guess the right price to appear on stage. And everything about that show is centered around price. They ask you to guess the prices of the cars, prices of grocery store items, you name it. Price is the central component. Well, in business, oftentimes it's the elephant in the room that people want to avoid. However, price has to be dealt with. And those business leaders, those entrepreneurs that are effective at creating an environment where price is not only dealt with, but overcome easily, those are the ones who advance and succeed. I can say in this lesson, we've got a price acronym, the five key components that every business leader needs in order to effectively deal with price. We'll only talk about three of them today. The P reminds us of the importance of perceived value. Yes, my friends and neighbors, perceived value, because it's not always how much something costs. On the contrary, it's how much your client thinks is worth. For example, what if I told you I had a 30-year-old pair of dress shoes and I wanted to sell them? Well, you probably wouldn't consider paying much for them, particularly if they're not even in your size. However, if you knew that they were the shoes Michael Jackson wore on the Thriller video, then things would change. If I said I had a 30-year-old pair of shoes and it was the first pair of tennis shoes Michael Jordan ever played in when he got on with the Chicago Bulls, then you say, well, wait a minute, now the perceived value is far greater than even the actual price. Yes, my friends and neighbors, building value by making sure you mention to your customers what's included in the price. If there are guarantees or discounts, what makes the product unique from any other product? Why? How does it compare to the other items that they can find on the open market? My friends, everyone does have an interest in price, but they're even more interested in perceived value. In the Smithsonian Museum, they've listed every item in the museum as priceless. This means that they say it's so unique, it is so valuable, that there isn't a dollar figure they could place on the items contained inside. My friends and neighbors, by the same token, when we begin to focus on the value, even the intangible values as peace of mind and comfort and all those other things that most people overlook, then the price becomes less relevant and the value becomes more relevant. That R in our price acronym reminds us of the importance of relationships. Yes, my friend, see, price is irrelevant in the confines of a relationship. Do you have anybody in your family that sells Girl Scout cookies? Whether it's your niece or your daughter or whoever it might be, you buy the Girl Scout cookies not even so much because you like the cookies. You don't even care about the price. All you care about is helping your little niece make sure that she gets another badge for selling those Girl Scout cookies. School districts do this all the time. You know it, because what they'll do is they'll have kids selling world's finest chocolate candy, and they'll sell that candy, and that candy may be $2 a bar. But you don't care if it's your niece KK or your little cousin JoJo. If they come to you and say, Uncle, can you buy some candy from me? Or Auntie, can you buy some candy? You forget about the price because of the relationship. That also speaks to the component of the importance of building rapport and a relationship with every person you meet. Remember, the tighter the relationship, the less concerned they are about price. When the relationship is non-existent, then price becomes a factor. But when the relationship is strong, it's almost a linear. The stronger the relationship, then the less important price is. The weaker the relationship, the more important important price is. Then that I in our price acronym, my friends, reminds us of the significance of making people feel important. Yes, my friends, making them feel important. Think about it. There are people who pay, and I'm one of them, 2 and 3 times more for a plane ticket just to fly first class. Why? Because a first class ticket, those people will make feel more important. When I go to the airport, there's a platinum club that I'm a member of, and I get the opportunity to sit in that platinum club, and there's nothing special going on in there. It's just that it has an air of exclusivity, and you feel important. By the same token, it's the reason why we love to hear people call us sir and ma'am and Mr. this and Mrs. that. We love them to call our names and make us feel special, because the more special we feel, the more like a VIP we feel, then the less significant the price is. That's the reason why most luxury dealerships spend a lot of time making sure their sales staff remembers a customer's name, make sure that they treat them exceptionally well. You get a loan, a car when you drop your car off at the dealership for service, because they want you to continue to come back, and they know how it is when you make a person feel important. How important are you making your clients feel? Do they really believe that they are the most important thing on your calendar today? If they do, we go a lot further with them. But what happens is, oftentimes in business, the entrepreneur who loves to say, hey, I'm the one that's most important. I don't need anybody. I've done it all by myself. Well, that attitude does not endear clients to the entrepreneur. On the contrary, it's that high-end customer service feel. If everyone who deals with you feels like they are purchasing a Rolls Royce, if they feel as if you're as interested in them as if they're spending $1 million today, then you discover that not only does price is a lot less significant, but then the retention of the clients and the team members escalates, because they feel like you value them. My friends, there are ways that we can overcome the elephant in the room that is price, and it's simply with the price acronym. Remember those first three steps: perceived value, relationship, and importance. And also, I encourage you, explore Success Training Institute. Simply contact the person who sent you this podcast. Find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, my friends, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.